This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
You know, disappointed, obviously, to come in here and speak to you after one that we felt like we had some real opportunities to capitalize on and really be a factor in a Big 12 game here. I thought we started off fast, which was something that we needed to do. I was pleased with the way that Montel Cozart handled the game, the way he managed the game. He had a couple of turnovers that neither one of those am I going to be able to put on Montel. You know, they got us on the one. That was a good call by Glenn. Glenn's a good defense coordinator. He made the right call at the right time, and we had a hot route called, and he dropped that nose right to it. I mean, it's something we've seen before, but not out of them. So that's not on Montel. But I tell you what, I love the way that our guys played defensively. They really got after those guys. I had not seen people put as much pressure on them as we were able to get today. So there's some real positives there. We were able to get to him and hit him a few times. They normally don't turn the football over, and I know we got one, which was good, and we got points off of it. That was critical. But the telling stat for me is the 17 points off turnovers for us. And the fumble really, really hurt. That one killed us. And then we had a couple of other mistakes. You know, the botched catch in the end zone there right as we came out of halftime. That killed us. I mean, we're backed up inside our 10 again, and it's a hard place to start, you know, but you've got to be able to deal with the situation. We weren't able to do it, but those are mistakes that should have been handled. You know, one with Quibb down there, we were backed up in our own end. All he had to do is stick his foot out of bounds, and the ball comes to the 40-yard line. We went over that Thursday. We went on it last Thursday, so we knew that, and yet we got the ball on the 9 or the 13 instead of the 40. By understanding what would have happened had he stood out of bounds and grabbed the ball. So am I upset about that? Yep, upset, because we already knew it. And those are the types of things that we got to grow up, because when we don't, you're going to have a hard time winning in one of the finest leagues on the face of the planet. So we got a long way to go, but we're getting better. And I love the way our guys fight and they stay together, but we still got a long way to go. Thanks for the question.
Coach, we switched between Ryan Willis, the quarterback, and Montel Cozart. Is Cozart the guy the rest of the way, or are you just kind of still trying to evaluate both of these guys?
Well, Montel did a really nice job today. He did a nice job of managing the game, and that's really what we're looking for. He did everything I really had asked him to in this ball game. I thought his eyes were really good. He didn't really put the ball in jeopardy other than that one. I thought he did some great things with his feet today, which is something that we had been talking about. We put a lot of emphasis on that this week. We actually had some calls, some reads for him. It just didn't present itself very often. We called 5 or 6 run plays that were going to be pulls or reads and things like that, which is something we got to get going with Montel. But I was really pleased with the way that he played today. It's a great example for the rest of those young guys about what will happen if you keep your eyes in the right place and you play by the rules.
So he's your guy against Oklahoma?
He is my guy against Oklahoma. But the rest of them better get ready to play, because you're one snap away from being the starter. So he's no different than any other position.
Kenner led you guys in rushing. Quiviante led you guys in receiving. But did their mistakes and the turnovers kind of just throw a
wet blanket? Man, I'll tell you what. I thought Kenner ran really, really well. The turnover was a tough blow. There's no doubt about that. Our defense really kind of stood up there. I think they may have got a field goal off that one, if I'm not mistaken. But that was a tough blow, because we were moving the ball well, and he actually had some really good runs on that drive, which, you know, we need from him. We needed to get that run game going again, and it was good to get that going this week. And I'm proud of the guys up front, because they actually took the challenge and they were able to move guys off the ball, and that's what you got to do in this league. They were able to move and create creases, and our guys found some creases throughout the day that helped us.
You guys just have to play without any turnovers in the game to have a chance of knocking off one of these better Big 12 teams.
Most teams need to play without turnovers. Now, it's not realistic for it to happen like that all the time, but for us, you know, we're in such a situation right now that you do feel, you know, like you have to play mistake-free football, because it's hard to overcome it, you know. I mean, that score gets up to 37 pretty quick, and you're like, what in the world just happened? How did it get there? And you can't let yourself stew on it too long, because you need to get back out there and try to get that thing in the end zone. So,
what was the thought process on the 59-yard field goal try? Did you think Hail Mary or field goal? Did you juggle that?
Yeah, we did. We think he can make it.
Yeah.
We've seen him do it on several occasions. And He had hit two, I think, at that point going in, and he's involved in our decision making there, as is Coach DeForest, and both those guys felt good about it. Probably the reason he got blocked was because he was driving in a little bit. That's obviously a little risky, but I felt better about that than what most people think. I mean, he's got a really, really strong leg, and you know, we felt like he could make it, and we wanted to go in with points. We're trying to be aggressive. You know, we were trying to go in with points there, and I felt better about that than a Hail Mary, because we haven't had a lot of those at this point. We haven't executed them much. We had a lot more field goals.
And take a step back, Montel, the reason to start him, was it just ball security? Was that the main reason for that?
Game management, being able to take care of the ball. That's the number one thing, and I think if you go back to really one of the first days that I ever spoke about our offense, that the number one thing is that guy's got to be able to manage the game. So, and it was very clear for us this week as we went through practice who did that the best for us. And as we go back and look at the bodies of work and see who doesn't put it in jeopardy with regard to reads. You got to read. I mean, you don't get to pick guys out in college football. When you do, it hurts. It's not good. It comes to the tune of picks all over the place. So he did a really nice job with his eyes today. I was really proud of him, really proud of him. And the thing I was most proud of is, man, if you look at that locker room in there and how much they're behind Montel Cozart, man, that's cool to see, because he deserves it.
Mike Lee seemed like a highlight for you guys, especially in the first half. I think he had a touchdown breakup in the end zone. How's he progressing?
He's getting better and better each week. You know, he did some really nice things today. I thought he made some great plays. That breakup was a really nice play. He's a physical guy now, and he's a sure tackler. He gets them down, man. When they break out, I mean, there's three or four times today where the guy had a chance to get out, and if he breaks that tackle, they're going to go for a while, and he gets them down. And we knew that coming in, that he could do that. He still has some mistakes on occasion that cost us. We had that long one down there that if he would have taken that proper angle, I think he might have picked it, you know. And that's kind of – that happens when you're young, but it would be nice to see him pick it off, you know. Yeah, he's got a great toe sprain kind of – top deal, and hopefully we can get him back this week. We thought we might be able to get him going, but towards the end of the week, yesterday, he just wasn't able to push off of it. So we went with the guys that we had and tried to give him some rest so we could get him back for next week. We definitely need him.
Did the pick fall off the quick face mask?
I think, Tom, I really, you know, I didn't have a lot of chance to see it. It did look like it kind of went off his helmet. I think that he was trying to roll his neck, and I think it went off his face mask is what I think. I mean, Montel, I think, was trying to lead him right down the hash, and Quiver drifted a little bit to the middle and, you know, just change that trajectory a little bit, and that might be the difference maker on that play. But I think he just kind of misplayed it just a bit, and it hit his face mask and bounced right up. So unfortunate that it happened, because we had a big play there.
Seems like they have good chemistry, Quiver and Montel. Is that the way you see it?
I think that him and all those guys, he trusts all those guys. Montel trusts them, and he kind of – he empowers those kids. He knows that Shaq's going to be there for him, so he's not afraid to get that ball to Shaq. I've been around a lot of them that won't throw to certain guys, but he'll throw to every one of them. He trusts them. He empowers those guys. But I thought he did some good things finding guys, because he extended plays with his feet today, which was something that we needed him to do, because he's got some talent when it comes to that.
Is the next step then being a running threat? Not just extending plays with his feet, but being a design running threat?
Yeah. I mean, we had some of that in today. And if you notice, before Ryan had taken over, that's when he was coming off of a separated shoulder against Memphis. So, you know, we had him strapped down. He played in that game, but he still had a completely separated shoulder from that game previous. So we weren't going to run him then and get him knocked out. And then things kind of turned a little bit, and we went with Ryan for a couple weeks to see if he could get a spark out of that. And now we've got him rolling back. We think he can be a weapon with his feet.
You guys play so many games from behind, but today you were able to kind of get a bang-bang sequence, but finish, got that fumble and recovered it, and you just go deep. One play, and you're up suddenly. Does the team need a sequence like that just to kind of give you some momentum for a game to have a chance to hang around?
Yeah, I think we do. We'd like to play that way. That's a lot better than playing from behind. So, yeah, that's something that obviously most teams want to do. And we were able to do it early today. You know, what really is frustrating for all of us is that it kind of got out of hand really quickly, and I don't think it was indicative of how the game was played. And that's what's frustrating for me. I thought we could have been in that game to the very end, and we made too many mistakes there at the end that lead to points. In this conference, you can't do it. I thought our defense did a good job of holding them, you know, and getting them to a field goal there, but we should have got off the field a lot earlier when we had them backed up inside our five, because then we're going to get the ball back, and now we got a chance to get two more scores. So.
You mentioned the O-line. Was it a better matchup or just your guys rising to the challenge?
They're good now. 96 is really good. Vincent Taylor is a real dude. I mean, that guy's an NFL guy. And their ends are better than you think they are. I think our guys are getting a little bit better, which is good. I'm going to have to watch the tape. But there was some real challenge thrown out to those guys this week. But I thought Montel did a nice job of not getting those guys exposed by getting rid of the ball on time, using his eyes. That's really how it can work when you do it correctly. So I think they are getting better. There was a couple of guys that, you know, Mesa threw up all night last night. He threw up this morning. He was throwing up on the sideline. He's sick. He was going with some kind of flu or something. And, you know, Joe went down and he had to go to center. And the dude was sick as a ghost. Man, he looked like a ghost. He was so white. But I was proud of that dude because he never asked out one time. He's a tough kid.
Let's take two more questions.
Overall encouraged. You talked about the passing and how it's supposed to look like. I mean, it's been a while since it looked like that. Is that an encouraging thing?
Yeah, very encouraging. That's what it's supposed to look closer to. We had several opportunities missed today that, and man, if we can get those things knocked out, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it should feel like it's about to explode. I mean, it should feel like that. And I felt like we were there, and we weren't able to, you know, put more points on the board once we got in the early red. You know, in the red, we were 2 of 3, but to me, that doesn't tell the story. We're down there in the early red. We're right outside the red, and we don't get in the end zone. And that kills you. We need to get in those in the end zone, not kick field goals in those situations. We cannot – well, we've got to score touchdowns. We can't kick field goals. So we were 2 of 3 basically with field goals, I guess, is what it amounted to. But, you know, I really like our receivers. I think those guys are pretty quick. I think they're really fast. I think they're as fast as really anybody in this league. And if we can give them some protection, we get the right reads, we get the ball out on time, those dudes are dangerous. I mean, they're dangerous. And we'll get better each week, and I think we'll build off Montel's showing to be able to get those guys the ball in more space quickly, which will be good. One more question. Anything else?
Kozar hadn't played in a couple of weeks, but, I mean, he seemed to handle that timeout pretty well. Did you just expect that out of him at this point?
Number one, one of the finest character kids I've ever been around in my life. So the way he handled the last 2 weeks, you would expect nothing different out of Montel Kozar. He continued to improve. He practiced. I mean, we still split the reps 5 and 5, so he was continuing to get better. If they were all like him, we'd be in pretty good shape. And most of them are, but he's pretty special. So I was proud of him. We got to score more points, though. Get that ball in the end zone so we can win the game, man. You got to score 43 points in this conference to win games. You have to. And it didn't feel like it, I don't think, at times, but they scored 43 points. And we've got to be able to get in the end zone and score 43 points. And, you know, I know we're a work in progress, but we can do that. We just need to execute a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.